At protest after protest in the United States in recent years, activists have insisted they won't be fooled again.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Many thought they'd seen progress. Now, the fatal police beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis has many questioning whether they've made any headway at all in stopping police brutality against African Americans.
I thought this was over with after George Floyd. I really did.
As the head of Black Lives Matter in Lake County, Illinois, Clyde McLemore, no wide-eyed optimist, had found new hope in recent years. But one incident after another has dashed them.
The state of policing has not changed since Jim Crow. It wasn't about seven black police officers. It was about policing in this country.
Each incident bears the name of a black victim, from the deadly police choking of George Floyd in Minneapolis to the crippling shots fired into the back of a surviving Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Memphis assault was so ferocious it reminded many of the brutal 1991 Los Angeles police beating of Rodney King, also captured on video. Since then, police have grown more militarized, but they're also more monitored.
There's been progress in holding police accountable for misbehavior through technologies that record what they do at the scene. There has not been progress on the street toward repairing the fractured relationship between black urban America and police officers.
Last year, police killed nearly 1,200 people in the U.S., according to the nonprofit group Mapping Police Violence. More than in any year in the past decade. And black Americans made up 26% of them, though they make up just 13% of the population.
Across the country, it's not just communities that are demoralized, it's also the police themselves. Here in Chicago, over the past year, they've upped recruitment efforts, bringing in 950 new officers. But that's still well short of the 1,000 and more who've left.
Once again, in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and now in Memphis, across the U.S., demonstrators are lamenting the death of another black man at the hands of police. And reevaluating the state of civil rights in America. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.